You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. It's always good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night at Lone Depot Park, the Marlins and the Braves played game two of their three-game weekday series to close out the 2022 season. Braxton Garrett went opposite of the right-handed veteran Jake Odorizzi, and with a recap, as always, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Braves, the celebration is on here at Lone Depot Park. They beat the Marlins tonight 2-1 to capture the National League East Division Championship. The Braves had already qualified for the playoffs for the 22nd time in the last 31 years, have won the division now each of the last 5 years in a row. They sat on the field a long time, took some pictures behind the pitcher's mound, and now they have headed into that clubhouse on the first base side. Some of the players still out on the field. Dansby Swanson just finished up an interview. He's headed in. A lot of Braves fans here in the park sticking around, and the celebration will get going down in the clubhouse. Champagne is going to start flowing, if it hasn't already, within a matter of mere seconds. This is an exciting ball game. It felt like a playoff-type game with so much on the line for the Braves. They knew coming in that they needed one win either today or tomorrow against the Marlins, or one Mets loss in three games against the Nationals to win the division. Well, the Mets won game one of their doubleheader against the Nats this afternoon, and the Mets jumped on the Nats early, scoring seven in the first in the nightcap. So the Mets were taking care of business on their end. Braves realized they needed to win this ballgame after dropping the series open here last night 4-0. And in inning number two, they got the scoring started against Braxton Garrett. Garrett, who had stranded a couple of base runners in the first inning, issued a pair of back-to-back one-out walks in the second. And with two outs, Orlando Arcia was at second, Michael Harris at second at first base. It was back to the top of the Braves lineup for the longtime Marlins nemesis, Ronald Acuna Jr. 0-1 to Acuna, back at the middle of base, hit center field. Arcia waved at third. He's coming toward the plate. The throw is cut off. Now they fire to third base. Not in time there. Harris is in head first. Acuna, a two-out RBI single, and the Braves go up 1-0. It would stay 1-0 with Jake Odorizzi cruising along into the bottom half of the fourth inning. Odorizzi struck out the first two batters he faced in the fourth, Brian De La Cruz and Avi Garcia. And at that point, through 3 2/3, he'd allowed just one walk and one single. That was it. Both base runners reaching against him in the second inning. But with the bases empty, two down in the fourth, Marlins down a run. Jesus Sanchez was the batter. Now Jesus Sanchez, who walked his first time, first ball hitting. Fly ball deep to left. Grossman going back onto the track at the wall. Goodbye the other way. Jesus Sanchez, number 13 on the season, to tie this game at one. And it would stay 1-1 into the top half of the fifth inning with one out. Travis d'Arnaud doubled. A Matt Olson ground ball got him to third, so he was 90 feet away with two down. Braxton Garrett nearing the end of his night, facing the designated hitter tonight, William Contreras. On 0-1, Contreras, a slow roller toward third. Tough play for Groshans. Charges, and he won't have a play. An infield hit for Contreras. D'Arnaud's in to give the Braves a 2-1 lead. And that would be all the Braves would need tonight. Braxton Garrett was done after that infield hit by Contreras. He works 4 2/3 tonight in his final start of the season. He gave up two runs on six hits. Walked a season-high five, which is shocking. Hadn't walked more than three in any other game this year. In fact, he only walked three once. Struck out seven through 91 pitches, 54 strikes. He ends his season with a 3.58 ERA. On the other side, Jake Odorizzi went five, two hits and a run, walked one, struck out seven. Allowed the Sanchez homer, 72 pitches, 44 strikes. The Braves handed the 2-1 lead to their bullpen. Colin McHugh got the sixth inning, allowed a two-out double to Brian De La Cruz, who went one for three with a double and a walk tonight. But Avi Garcia, a fly ball to right, ending the sixth. Raisel Iglesias got the seventh inning, back-to-back strikeouts where he walked Jacob Stallings, and then he struck out Jordan Groshen, so a 3K scoreless seventh for Iglesias. In the eighth, the lefty A.J. Minter got into a bit of a pickle. With one out, John Birdie doubled. With two outs, Brian De La Cruz walked, and with men at first and second, Birdie stole third, putting men at the corners. Avi Garcia then worked a walk. So down by a run in the eighth, the Marlins had the bases loaded with two down, but pinch hitter Nick Fortes popped to the shortstop Dansby Swanson, And we went to the ninth. Braves still on top 2-1. Kenley Jansen, the closer imported from the Dodgers this offseason, looking for his league-leading 41st save of the season, looking for number 391 in his distinguished Major League career. And he struck out Brian Anderson looking on three pitches for the first out in the ninth. He struck out Jacob Stallings swinging on three pitches for the second out. Then he got ahead of Jordan Groshans, nothing and two. He had a chance for an immaculate inning in the bottom of the ninth to end the game and clinch the division. Groshans on 0-2 fouled the pitch back, and actually Jordan wound up putting a pretty good plate appearance together, fouling off pitch after pitch and eventually working the count to 2-2. He was the Marlins' last hope. He was the New York Mets' last hope. Nobody on, two outs, bottom of the ninth. Marlins down a run. Groshans against Kenley Jansen. Jansen working very deliberately. He's ready to go now. 2-2. Fly ball, right field. Acuna back. He's there. He's got it. And for the fifth consecutive season, the Atlanta Braves are the champions of the National League East. They pour into that first base dugout. A celebration on the pitcher's mound as the defending World Series champs have won the division again. They were 10.5 back at the end of May, and by posting the best record in baseball since the beginning of June, they have stunned the New York Mets, and now the Braves are headed to October. Atlanta wins it 2-1 for the Braves. Two runs, eight hits, no errors, 13 left on base. For the Marlins, one run, four hits, no errors. Miami stranded seven in this one. Jake Odorizzi, the winning pitcher, 6-6. Braxton Garrett takes the loss in his season finale. He's 3-7. Kenley Jansen, his league-leading 41st save of the season. This one took 3 hours, 9 minutes to complete. The Braves with the victory are 101-60. 46-34 on the road. They're 13-5 against the Marlins, including 7-2 here at Lone Depot Park. Marlins, meanwhile, dropped to 68-93 on the season. Marlins are 33-47 at home with one final game coming up at 4:10 tomorrow. For the Marlins, it was the end of a three-game winning streak. The Marlins had a chance to win four in a row for the first time since a six-game run back at the end of June, beginning of July, but they come up short here tonight. It's the end of what, for the Marlins, was just the fifth winning streak of three or more games they've had this season. Braves win it 2-1. Marlins pitchers struck out a total of 9 in this game. Marlins and AutoNation working together to strike out cancer in our communities. Every time Marlins pitcher records a strikeout this season, $25 is donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to support cancer research. 9 Ks tonight, $225 for the season, 1,426 Ks, and a total of $35,650 from the Marlins to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative. Braves take the ball game 2-1. They win the National League East for the fifth straight year. Now they enjoy a first-round bye as the number 2 seed in the National League postseason. The L.A. Dodgers will be the top seed. And as things stand right now, and there's still some sorting out to do between the Padres and the Phillies to see who will be the second wildcard team and who will be number 3. But as things stand right now, the Phillies would play the Cardinals in St. Louis in one best-of-3 wildcard series. The winner advancing to take on the Braves in the National League Division Series. It would be the Padres and the Mets in the other series, best-of-3. That would be in New York. And the winner of that series would move on to take on the Dodgers in the NLDS.
Well, congratulations in order to the Atlanta Braves. Fifth consecutive National League East title. Let's hear from the skipper Don Mattingly afterwards.
Donnie, a tight ball game. I'm sure it's never fun to watch an opposing team celebrate winning a division on your home ballpark, but it feel like one where it's encouraging that it was competitive, but still disappointing that at the end of the day it's another one-run loss?
You know, it's a game that I think our guys played really hard to win, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, we tried to throw our best guys out there today to extend this thing, just make it as tough as we could on them. At the end of the day, we were able, we got out of some jams and kept the game, give us a chance. We just weren't able to get that last little piece.
Even Braxton, you know, maybe started out a little tough, but it seems like maybe he kind of found a little something along the way, so we'll try to turn in a competitive outing.
Yeah, he got out of some jams. I think it's similar to the Milwaukee outing for me, where it wasn't clean, but he keeps competing. And I think that's the one thing. Then he ends up getting beat with the chop, right? The rollover. I was hoping that wasn't going to be the one that at the end of the day, but ends up, holding up.
First off, Jesus Sanchez's home run to go opposite field as a lefty here. Not a lot of people do that, just to see him go oppo there.
I see him hit a ball good that way, right? The first time up, they pitched him away, it looked like he maybe was anticipating something out there and was willing to go over there. So I think that's a good sign. He's got that kind of power. So that's not a surprise with him doing that. I think it's a better sign that he maybe anticipated that pitch out there and tried to stay out over the plate.
And in the eighth inning, able to load the bases and basically one play away from getting that inning, turning things around.
Yeah, I thought, and Nick had that first fastball, he just fouls back. He's right on that pitch. Had a shot.
That was an easy call for you to go with four to the matchup, the righty-lefty instead of...
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of a... I felt pretty easy for me there.
Hey, Donnie, is it a stretch to say that one had a little playoff feel and guys can harness what they just felt and the emotions of a game like that on your end?
I think you get the feel. You feel what they feel, right? Because they probably know the Mets are – I think they swept, right? Or they looked like they were going to sweep, right?
Yeah, they're about to.
They're way up, right? So they know, during that game that if they don't win that game tomorrow becomes almost an all or nothing game, right? As far as winning the division. So then they feel that. I mean, we just don't have that feel. Like it's a feel that you're having something to do with the playoffs. I don't think that we feel the same pressure. The teams that I've had that are trying to close out down the stretch, you feel that. Right, and it's hard to close out. I said it. It's hard to win games late, and it's hard to close out. And so I'm sure they've felt more of that, obviously, than we did. And I'm, they've won it all. So I mean, it's not like they're over there panicking or anything else. But they also know if one hit by Nick Fortes there, we're three outs away from making this thing go to the last day. Right, and so there is some of that there.
Do you think this Braves team is maybe better than the one they had last year?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of the same. It feels like a lot of the same without Albies, right? They have Acuna this year. They didn't last year. They seem to be steady enough to, they – kind of switch out Freddie and Olsen. It's fairly even switch. They lose. They get Doovy from us last year, or back from us, and he's really good. And they've had some injuries too, right? They've had some guys go down, and they lose Albies, and the kid comes up, Grissom comes up and does it. Now Arcia is swinging the bat good. They see, Harris comes up and kind of fills that center field void. That's the one place they seem to, weren't really settled, and he kind of settled that. So I don't know if they're better or not. They were pretty good last year.
Plan for tomorrow.
Yeah. Mel's going to talk to Eliezer. We'll probably start Eliezer now. We may have went a different route depending on that. The way this went, but I think he's had 7 days, so it's not too far. He threw over 100 pitches last time out, so he does seem like the guy. We got our bullpen's actually kind of beat up, and we've used guys hard in Milwaukee and today, right? There's probably guys that didn't need to pitch today, and they won't need to pitch tomorrow. So
and now just lock up a player-manager tradition going one more time, or are you going
to
manage the final one?
No. I think I'm going to give it to Stalls. I think that's the – seems like the right choice. Mig won't be here, so he's having surgery in the morning. And, you know, Nick could be catching tomorrow with Jake catching this one. So Stallings seems like the right guy for this.
All right, that was Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins lost 2-1 to the Atlanta Braves last night. Time to wrap up the 2022 season this afternoon at 4:10 when the Marlins and the Atlanta Braves get together one final time. Eliezer Hernandez will get the ball for Miami, and we'll hit the air at 3:40 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.